Good afternoon. I'm a past member of, board member of Murder Victims Families for Reconciliation, and I am a current member of the founding board of Murder Victims Families for Human Rights. It's a pleasure to be here, sir, under these circumstances. For most people, executing a human being is an abstract concept, because the killing is prepared and rehearsed in secrecy and then sanitized for public view. But state-sanctioned killing wounds everyone involved, not just the person put to death, but everybody. Prosecutors, defense attorneys, jurors, jailers, executioners, the victims, loved ones, and the condemned person's family and friends. Shrouding this profound act in secrecy is a disservice to every American in whose name the killing is carried out. On May 3rd, 1999, my brother Manny's 50th birthday, he was strapped and handcuffed to a gurney in San Quentin Prison. At 1 minute past midnight, the state of California killed him. Manny had been a paranoid schizophrenic for years and was diagnosed at a state mental hospital in Bridgewater, Massachusetts after serving 3 years. And prior to that, he served 2 tours of duty in Vietnam, including the bloody siege at Khe Sanh. He came home with war-related post-traumatic stress disorder. One night in a post-traumatic flashback, Manny assaulted a 78-year-old Leah Chandel, who then died of a heart attack. I helped police arrest my brother. I went to the police with this information that I had. They promised that because of Manny's severe mental illness, he would get treatment, not death. They lied, so Manny died. Countless persons were hurt by Manny's execution. Swarms of people visited him in the days before the execution. So many, we had to visit in groups of 10 or 15 for 10-minute periods. I could not speak to my brother in privately. Manny's aging Vietnam buddies came to bid him tearful and sometimes bitter goodbyes. One fellow, Lai Grosjean, said, "Babbitt served his country well. The least we can do is not kill him." Another, Larry Yepes, who also suffers post-traumatic stress disorder in the government, turned his back on vets like Manny and me. Manny left his neatly folded dress Marine uniform. Larry left his neatly folded dress Marine uniform outside the prison gates of San Quentin. We buried Manny in it. 6 Marines and ex-Marines came, some weeping, to present Manny with his Purple Heart, shackled hand and foot. He couldn't return his salute. Old friends visited, his fifth grade teacher, his brothers and sisters, and of course, our 84-year-old mother cried and collapsed in a heap at the gates of San Quentin Prison, and my sister vomited. I'll try to wrap this up, folks. On the night they killed my brother, many others kept vigil at the gates. As we approached the death house, we walked through a gauntlet of correctional officers. Many had tears in their eyes.
I would have to ask that you stop. We will certainly take it and publish it.
Yes, sir. Am I done?
Yes, sir. If there's time at the end, you may come back.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
If you would leave the written material, yes, we'll have it.